When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, heads up, Rockstar investors. The Epic Intensive, it's on the calendar. This is the Lead Machine Workshop. It's scheduled for January 24th through the 26th. We're making it happen in Las Vegas, Nevada. And at this event, you're going to get the secrets to building your lead machine and your passive income streams. It's official. January 24th through the 26th. And at this invite-only live workshop, you'll be able to get your own custom lead machine to work for you around the clock in your market. You can get help in real time, you can get feedback from others, and even get that damn lead machine finished. Heck, you may even make some new like-minded friends. We all know in this world of entrepreneurship, particularly real estate entrepreneurship, we can never have too many like-minded associates that we can interact with. In fact, here's just a quick sample of what you can expect at this invite-only live workshop. It's going to give you the building blocks to build a lead machine that's comfortable and efficient for you to use. It's going to give you the kick in the butt you need to start generating consistent, motivated seller leads. And there's a built-in deadline for getting your lead machine up and running. And then you'll save a ton of time and money working by trial and error. You can finally stop worrying about how to create consistent quality leads, especially if you're new. And you're going to get so much more. So go to epicintensive.com for all the details. You can reserve your seat there. In fact, I'm so confident that this will be the event that takes you and your business to that next level. I'm not going to ask you to pay until after the event. That's right, no risk to you. All the risk, it's on me. So if you don't feel that the Lead Machine Workshop was worth at least 10 times the price of admission, just let me know and you will not be billed. You've got nothing to lose, you've got everything to gain. That's the promise. 10 times ROI is guaranteed. That's the promise. So don't miss this invite-only live workshop where you'll finally get your lead machine finished and start using it to flip contracts for cash and hold properties for cash flow. Go to epicintensive.com and I'll see you in Vegas.
This is Terrio Media.
Hey, Rockstar Matt here from Epic Real Estate. And if real estate is so great, why doesn't everybody invest in real estate? And that's headed your way today on this episode of Financial Freedom Friday. So at a recent REIA summit, we had a group of clients in the room, and one of them caught me out in the hallway and asked, hey Matt, this is such a no-brainer. Why doesn't everybody invest in real estate? And I started thinking about it, and I came up with a bunch of reasons, really. The first one would probably be, one, the people just don't know how. They've never learned. No one's ever taught them, and they've never taken the initiative to go out and learn themselves, so because they don't know how, they don't do it. Or, two is, they don't have the money. And that's kind of unfortunate, because that's probably the most common objection, but it's probably the easiest one to overcome. You know, if they only spent a little bit of time or invested a little bit of time in the how part, they would start to see how much easier it is to actually find the money once you found the deal first. But that's a standard reason. The third one would probably be, don't have the time, right? Don't have the time. We live in a busy world. We live in a busy society. We've got jobs, we've got careers, maybe we've got multiple jobs, we've got family life and personal stuff going on, we've got baseball practice or dance lessons, whatever it may be. We're busy. We've got a lot of things that we got to do during the day, and there's a lot of things that take up that time. But really, when it comes down to if you don't have the time, it's really just a matter of priorities, right? It's just a matter of priorities. Four is don't have the facts. They don't understand it. They don't have the facts. So a lot of people, probably the most common conception about real estate is that you have to time the market. It's like a gamble, right? You've got to make sure that you buy at the bottom of the market and you got to sell at the top of the market. That's how most people perceive real estate. And it's just so not the case. Appreciation is just a really small part of it, of where the benefits are inside of real estate. The others might think maybe those more, a little bit more sophisticated or a little bit more informed in real estate, and they're looking at the cash flow. They think that's all about managing bad tenants. And, you know, you only hear the stories about the bad tenants. You don't hear the stories about the good tenants who pay their bills on time. And from coming from someone who was owned up to 350 units at one time, that there's a lot more good tenants than there are bad tenants. And they don't understand how the depreciation works. They don't understand how the amortization works. They don't understand how leverage works. They don't understand how the hedging against inflation works. They don't understand the tangibility and the control that they have over real estate. So they just don't have the facts. You know, I did a last episode, or a few episodes ago, number 421 on the podcast. It was how to become wealthy in real estate. And I went through all the different profit centers there. So you can go watch that if you want and see how it really, get the facts about real estate and how it does create wealth. Or you can just click the link on here. I did a video here on the YouTube channel as well. You can watch it there. What these all really come down to are just, these are just different excuses. They're different fears. Right? These are all just fear disguised by lack of knowledge, lack of money, lack of time, just don't have the facts. And so, fear. Other things that come up is they've heard stories, and that scares people. They heard about somebody who lost a bunch of money in real estate, and so they don't want to go through that experience. And that's kind of silly because, you know, we've all heard about someone who's died in a car crash, but yet we still get in the car every day because we got to get to where we want to go. Real estate is the same way. If you want to become wealthy, you got to get the right vehicle. That's to get you to where you want to go. Or maybe they themselves have lost money in real estate before. They had a bad experience and they don't want to duplicate that experience. They don't want to go through that again. And unfortunately, that happens with a lot of people because they have this bad experience and they just walk away with the wrong lesson. And that lesson being, they're never going to try that again. Rather than the next time you try it, just don't do the things that you did previously that messed it up, right? You think about learning to ride a bike. You know, if you quit right after the first time that you fell down, look at all the joy in life you would have missed out on by not being able to ride a bike. In other people, it's just like it's a little bit uncomfortable, right? They don't have the desire to do it. That could probably be another one, is they don't have the desire. They have more comfort in sending their money to somebody else, hoping that they know what to do with it. You know, at the end of the day, I'd say it really is the most reason most people don't invest in real estate. It's just not that important to them, right? It's all about priorities. There's just other things that they'd rather have right now rather than the long-term wealth benefits of real estate. And that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. It's not good or bad. You don't have to be wealthy in life. I don't know. I find life is a little bit better when you've got some financial security and you've got financial resources. So look at these. Which one of these are the reason that you're not investing in real estate or not investing as much as you'd like? Don't know how, not enough money, don't have the facts, don't have the time. Maybe no desire, you don't want to do all the heavy lifting. But more importantly, of all of these that are holding you back, what are you going to do about it? You see, real estate, anyone can do it. Just most people won't. And there lies the opportunity. At our REIA summits that I was mentioning earlier, what we do is we take all of these fears and we make them disappear for people. If you'd like some help with that, you can go over to reiace.com. I'll show you exactly how we do that, how we help people build part-time and full-time real estate investing businesses. We make all these fears disappear, make it nice and simple. We do most of the work for them. Or if you have no desire in real estate, you're really happy with where you are financially, then don't listen to me. If you know somebody that would benefit from this information or you think this is something interesting that you'd like to share, please do. And I will see you next week on another episode of Financial Freedom Friday. Take care. Hey, Matt here. If you like what you just saw, like this video. If you want more when it comes to investing in real estate, subscribe to our channel. Look for new videos on Thursdays and Fridays. We give it all away here for free. We hold absolutely nothing back in helping you get to your next level. So if you'd like a custom action plan on how to do that, go to whatsmynextlevel.com, answer a few questions about you and your business, and then I'll generate instantly a custom action plan just for you to get to your next level. You can text the word level to 505-605-6065 or go to whatsmynextlevel.com. All right, I'll see you next time.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.